Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropagoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We have all the latest local, national, and international soccer news for you tonight. Starting in just a moment with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, live from the UK. We'll go to him in just a moment. We'll have Rhinos Iron Man Lance Roseboom on the show tonight to speak about yesterday's dramatic 1-0 win for the Rhinos over Antigua and the must-win match this Friday at home against the Dayton Dutch Lions. At 7 o'clock, we're hoping to have with us the newest member of the Western New York Flash, Ingrid Wells, who will give us the latest on Wednesday's home match against her former team, the Washington Spirit. And finally, Michael Lewis will join us to give us his first-hand review of the U.S. winning the Gold Cup yesterday in Chicago. And now, last but not least, here's Joe Sirianni, the host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Andrew. And before I go any further, I'd like to congratulate you and Sam Manjovi and the good job that you're doing broadcasting the games live. And just what an honor. I think that you guys are super, and I think that who knows what lies ahead. So my congratulations to you and to Sam for a job well done. You know, it's not every day that you get to do that. So
no, definitely not. So and then again, a lot of fun. Thanks to Sam, because he was, without the color guy, the play-by-play guy is sort of left in the dust.
It's a pretty difficult job to be a play-by-play guy, because you got to be, first of all, you got to be familiar with all the players. Secondly, you got to know all the scoop. And thirdly, you got to know what you're talking about. And you got to make people visualize the game the way you broadcast. And my congratulations, because you're doing that. Secondly, and most importantly, we want to welcome all the people that listen to our show. And just remind them that soccer, it's here. You know, we have the Rhinos, we have the ladies, we have Doug Miller, we have kids soccer, we have everything in Rochester. So please patronize, the team that you like, but above all, patronize the Rhinos and the Flash. We need you at the field.
And that's right, Flash in action Wednesday against Washington Spirit and Friday the Rhinos against Dayton. But without further ado, let's bring in, as he's waiting patiently, live from the United Kingdom, we'll get the exact town in just a moment, Mr. Zero Dick Howard joins us, and his international report is brought to you every week by Top Notch Monogramming, our title sponsor, Northfield Common in Pittsford, 248-2650. Go to topnotchmonogramming.com. All you small sports teams out there, get your gear monogrammed, embroidered, top by Top Notch. Go visit Tony and Michelle and tell them you heard it on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and they'll give you a 10% discount. Good evening, Dick. How are things over in Britain?
Great. Greetings from the Lake District. And people are saying, well, where is the Lake District in England? Well, it's right up in the northwest of England. We're about 10 miles south of the Scottish border in a little village called Slaggyford. So it's certainly great to chat to you guys and catch up on some of the things that are happening. Obviously, a lot happening here in England at the moment.
Absolutely. First of all, Dick, let us know how the weather is over there.
Well, it's typical English weather. You know, you've got sunshine and then you have a rain shower. You sort of have the four seasons almost in one day, which has been happening recently. But they've had a lot of sunshine and a lot of, as I say, things happening with regards to the sport in Great Britain, with a lot of success in various events. So there's a lot of positives, but not for the English national team yet. There's still a long way to go with that. But the club season is starting, and we're having all these incredible sagas with regards to transfer situation, which changes almost hourly.
It certainly does, Dick, and there's rumors flying everywhere, and probably the rumor that looks like it may come true is the saga of Welsh international Gareth Bale from Tottenham Hotspur, and a lot of Spurs fans here in Rochester and listening to us around the world, and he wants to go to Real Madrid. Spurs doesn't want to let him go. If he does go to Real Madrid, it could set off a domino effect with a number of big-name transfers happening. So what is the latest on Mr. Bale's situation?
Well, the Gareth Bale saga continues, and there's another 4 weeks for it to go, so hopefully it'll be resolved before that time. But the feeling, you know, Gareth Bale said openly that he wants to have discussions with Real Madrid. Tottenham Hotspur are playing hardball and saying, no, he's our property. Reason, obviously, he wants to play Champions League football, and also the opportunity to play with a player like Cristiano Ronaldo, who at the present time is with Real Madrid, but who knows where he's going to end up. But certainly the figures that are mentioned, I'm mentioning pounds, £86 million has been mentioned, which multiplied by 1.5, and you've got significant dollars involved there. But in any case, Spurs will certainly benefit because they only paid £16 million for him when they signed him from Southampton in 2007. But it's certainly going to be a world record if it does take place. But at the moment, Tottenham Hotspur are not saying that they're going to allow it at all. They're playing hardball at the moment.
Well, Dick, I know that we're saying that that may cause a domino effect. The wild rumor that's out there, and who knows if it's going to happen, but, you know, where money, it's all called money talks, and that is Cristiano Ronaldo, the gentleman you just mentioned, and David Moyes and Manchester United are certainly interested in bringing Ronaldo back to Old Trafford. And that would be a move that would immediately break the world record that Gareth Bale would set, because Ronaldo's transfer fee would be in the hundreds of millions of pounds. So what have you heard about that one?
Well, that hasn't been mentioned too much in the last 24 hours. They're still talking about the Suarez, Fabregas, and Rooney scenario, of course, with all the present clubs saying that they're not going to allow the players to move. And there's a lot of paper talk, of course, and we've talked about this in previous shows, where the newspapers are used by agents, I'm sure, almost to create a situation. But there's still a lot of talking to be done if those three players are going to move. But it certainly makes for you know, a lot of interesting situations. And really, you know, the figures that are mentioned, it just shows you, and we've talked about this again also, you know, the business of football and the money that's involved in these clubs. And then you have a situation of a Scottish club, Hearts, from the city of Edinburgh, that could go under because of financial mismanagement. You know, so you've got both extremes of clubs spending hundreds of millions of dollars and other clubs that are struggling to survive.
Well, no, Dick, you know, don't you think that they should be... I know that they're talking about... you know, having a cap on all the salary, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Because, you know, rich clubs going to be able to buy players because they got the money, but then they got to play against the teams that they have the average player, so to speak. And, you know, it's sort of unfair that this stuff happens.
Well, it's certainly, you know, the UEFA Confederation, European Confederation, President Michel Platini has gone on record as saying, you know, he would like to see this because, as you mentioned, you know, the big clubs are the ones that have got the money and are spending the money and are getting the success and most of the time, or not all of the time. And then you've got other situations that are going into receivership and almost going out of existence. And these are clubs that have been in existence for sometimes, you know, more than 100 years, that they just can't keep up with the current situation. And you've seen it in Italy over the years, where clubs that were in Serie A a few years ago are now back in Serie C and, you know, exactly. Lower divisions because they've got into problems with financial mismanagement, and we hear it time and time again that clubs, the way some clubs are run, really, if you're running a business that way, you'd be out of business very quickly.
How much is a ticket? Let's say you want to go to a Chelsea game. How much is a ticket to get into the park?
Well, if you want to get good seats, you're paying anywhere from £75 to £100. Which is over $110, $115, and above to get good seats in games. And they've got to recoup it, of course, from gate receipts, and that's why you've got clubs that increasing their capacity of the grounds, because the current capacity is not going to, even if it's full every game, is not going to offset some of the salaries. When you're getting players who are getting anywhere from $200,000 to $300,000 a week, it's quite remarkable.
It certainly is, Dick. And one pair of players from my team, Chelsea, have been transferred. They're going to play in Turkey for Trabzonspor. It's Florent Malouda, the French international, and Jose Basingua. We're going to be going over there. So they'll be playing against their former teammate, Didier Drogba, who is also in the Turkish league for Galatasaray. So it's some moves happening, a few moves here and there. The Napoli has picked up Gonzalo Higuain from Real Madrid, so he'll be playing in Italy. But of course, Edison Cavani is left Napoli.
Exactly.
So there's some things happening, but I think it's still
crazy.
Early.
What's happened is crazy, completely crazy, because they're gonna, at the end of the day, they're gonna ruin football with all the big salary, because nobody's going to be able to afford them. People are not going to be able to afford to those games to pay at the gate.
Well, but if you look at the National Football League, though, people do pay ridiculous amounts of money for their tickets. And so it just depends. If you got the money, you go. Or else,
but you and I can afford to go to a football game where we got to pay $100, $150 to $100.
That's why we get press passes.
No, I'm talking about football, the American football.
I would never go see an American football game. I'd see a college game, but never an NFL game.
But if you were, would you pay $200?
It depends. If I got a ride up and back to down to Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, I might consider it. But anyway, Dick, the other big news, I guess, and you weren't even here for it, Toronto FC finally won a home match.
Isn't that
unbelievable?
A late goal.
And so did the Rhinos.
Something they've suffered from all season, and finally they scored a goal in injury time, and they win the game, which is tremendous, and hopefully will result in a bit of a spell now where they get a few wins under their belt. But no, I was delighted to see that and go onto the web and find out the result. It was certainly not before time. They've gone over a year in winning in BMO Field, and finally they did it. So incredible scenes, I'm sure, at BMO Field at the weekend. But still a long way to go, of course, with regards to this season.
Well, the Rhino had the same situation yesterday. They played against Antigua Barracuda, and the game was a seesaw kind of a game. Everybody had opportunities, and in extra time,
88th minute.
And
it would have been the first point for Antigua Barracuda, wouldn't it?
Yep. It would have been. And they were very disappointed, obviously. It was an excellent match. I think the Rhinos had most of the play, but a couple of breakaways. One was Niche came out to block the angle down and forced a shot go wide. And the second one, the Antigua player tried to chip it over Niche at 6'5". That's probably not a smart move. But it was Danny Earls with the goal. So
they played a good game. I think Antigua played a good game.
It was an exciting match, and it seems like the Rhinos at home are playing exciting matches. So that's all you can ask, and that gets the fans out. And of course, everyone's going to be excited coming up on Wednesday, Juventus against Everton from San Francisco.
Dick, I got to take
Juventus.
And we
still have that bet, Joe, right?
Yes, we do. I'll meet you in Niagara Falls.
The person who gets it right and wins the game.
Yeah.
And I'll get to watch Chelsea on Thursday in Indianapolis take on Inter. So that should be an excellent match as well. So
I'm sure you're going to root for Inter, right?
I would never root for Inter anyway. I'm a Juventus fan. So
no, there's so many games going on at the moment. I was fortunate. I saw an excellent European women's final, with Germany getting their sixth championship, beating Norway in the game, and the German goalkeeper, Nadine Anger, 34-year-old, and she saved two penalty kicks. It was just quite a remarkable game and a very well-played game. It was good to see, and the quality of the football certainly augurs well for women's football because it certainly was of a high quality.
I feel bad for Pia Sundhage. She certainly wanted to win for her home country, Sweden, in front of their home fans, but Germany beat them in the semifinals. So the Germans certainly getting ready for the next World Cup in Canada. They're going to be a force to reckon with, as will Sweden and Norway. It's going to be a great tournament. So we expanded to 24 teams this coming year or 2 years from now. So a lot more teams to see.
It's certainly great to see the quality of the game, I think the women's game. And you mentioned, of course, Sweden were hoping to win at home. They were hosting the tournament. But Norway also disappointed because they had beaten Germany in a group game and then they lost 1-0 in the final. So Evan Pellerud, former coach of the Canadian national team, again disappointed. But Sylvia Nade's team, excellent performance. And 11 players, 22 years or younger, so they are going to certainly be a contender in 2015 in Canada.
Well, Dick, I know you. It's very late for you over in the UK. So, will we be hearing from you next week, or are you going to?
No, I'll probably be on the road next week. But in a couple of weeks' time, hopefully, we'll have some resolution to the sagas with regards to players moving clubs, and I'll be able to update you on that situation at that time.
And we'll be getting ready for the start of the Premiership at that point. So
that's right. That's right. Lots to
talk
about
that. Okay, Dick. Well, have a great
trip. In a couple of weeks' time, guys.
We'll talk to you in a couple of
nice
weeks.
Have a nice vacation.
Bye for now. Ciao, Joe.
Ciao.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, and we're always happy to have Dick on our show. And also happy to be on our show is our next guest from the Rochester Rhinos, Lance Roseboom. He'll be with us after this break here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Well, you know.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash continue their final push for the NWSL title this Wednesday evening, July 31st at 7 to 5 p.m. against the Washington Spirit, featuring three U.S. internationals, Ellie Krieger and former Flash players Ashlyn Harris and Lori Lindsay. It's Carnival Night, featuring games, prizes, and fun for all. Gates will open at 5:30 for this special event. Now is the time to purchase your Flash tickets. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, For justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos continue their fight to make the USL Pro League playoffs this Friday evening at Salem Stadium in a critical match against the Dayton Dutch Lions with kickoff at 7:35 p.m. Tickets and parking passes are on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. Coming up top of the hour will be Ingrid Wells from the Western New York Flash. And Michael Lewis will come on at the end of the show, talk about the U.S. winning the Gold Cup yesterday over Panama. But right now we're going to talk about Rhino Soccer. And joining us, at least for the first time on our show, is one of the new members of the Rhinos. Played in every match this season, and the Rhinos with three straight shutouts. And certainly he's one of the big reasons why. Lance Roseboom joins us now. And Lance's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos this Friday will host the Dayton Dutch Lions in a key critical match for USL Pro playoff positioning and making the playoffs. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Good evening, Lance. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem. Well, thanks for coming on, and congratulations. The Rhinos defense is really coming into form right now, and I'm sure that Coach Pat Erkley, who is a master of defensive strategy, has really helped out with getting this team to a point where they're giving up no goals or one goal a game, and that is usually when you do that, you get some results.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's done a good job, you know, coming in. You know, kind of mid-season, you know, it was a difficult thing to, you know, first seven games, he had to come in here and try to adapt to the team and whatnot. But he's done a good job in preaching, you know, that defense, you know, if you don't give up any goals, you're going to get a result. You know, the worst that can happen if you don't give up any goals is a 0-0 tie. At the end of the day, you know, at least that's a point and that's not a loss. Unfortunately, we've had probably too many ties recently to speak of.
That's true, and obviously the big win yesterday over Antigua that breaks that string of ties. The last time the Rhinos won a match was over Tampa Bay 3-0 up back on June 14th. So, again, the Rhinos leaving it to the end, but they're very exciting for the fans, and Danny Earle certainly coming up from the back, getting into the box and putting the ball away from Mulvin James, the Antigua keeper, into the far corner, gives us the 3 points we desperately needed.
Oh yeah, absolutely, Danny. It was really a fantastic finish, clinical, off a full volley in the bottom corner. And yeah, the last few games at home, we've made it pretty interesting. You know, scoring goals in the last 10 minutes and injury time and whatnot. You know, I think it'd be nice to score a couple goals in the first half and maybe not leave it up in the last 5 minutes. But you know, like I said, Danny did a fantastic job of getting in the box and. A clinical finish, really, and it was a big lift for the team. It really was, because you know, like you said, you know, we've been getting shutouts lately, and you know, three straight shutouts, and it was just a huge lift to be able to get those 3 points.
Let's This is Joe Sirianni. Just playing in defense, I mean, what is that, you know, you're adapting very well, and certainly your height and everything is conducive to be a good defender. Tell us a little bit about the strategy and really what is your favorite position in soccer?
Favorite position, that's a funny one. In the college, actually, the last 2 years, I played attacking mid, New Mexico. And then with D.C. last year, they played me a little attacking mid as well. But I think that, you know, with my size and stuff, you know, defensive mid or center back are more my natural positions. You know, I like getting into toggles, like you said, and, you know, my height's conducive to winning the aerial battles as well. But yeah, as far as, you know, strategy goes, you know, Pat really he's really done a great job in really forcing us to work on getting a shutout each and every game. And, you know, our back four has really done a great job with George and Troy really anchoring the back line, and obviously Christian, you know, being the goalie of the year last year, and, you know, he's done a great job as well. I think we're tied for the most shutouts in the league, or I think we have, you know, I think we have 8 shutouts this year. So it's been tough not to see it on the winning side of things, but you know, I think 10 of the last 11 games, you know, I think we've gotten at least a point out of. I know it's frustrating for us, and it's frustrating for the fans at times not to get those 3 points. But, you know, I am really proud of the guys and how we battle at the end of games, and how we, you know, we never give up, and how we, you know, just fight to the very end. And that's a testament to the guys' character on this team and to Coach Urquhart.
We're with Lance Roseboom of the Rhinos. And Lance, it seemed like you were more on the defensive side in yesterday's game, sticking right with Troy Roberts and Georgios Kyriassis in the back, especially with Tamerly Thomas, who was an extremely dangerous forward. He got loose a couple of times. Fortunately, Christian Nisch made one great save and forced a shot wide to keep Etiga off the board. Was that as part of the strategy in the match yesterday?
Well, I think that a team like Antigua, they're very dangerous on the counter. And we understand that. We understand that going in. But they also give up a lot of space. And so I like connecting with George and Troy. You know, when we get the ball, I like being able to connect with them to be able to really swing the ball from side to side around the park. And, yeah, Thomas is obviously a very dangerous player. And, you know, you could see that. You know, like you said, he got loose a couple times, unfortunately. Unfortunately, Christian, you know, made a couple big saves for us. But, you know, when we have a lot of space like that to play, I like to link up with George and Troy so we can gain more possession and move their defense around a little bit.
Well, this coming Friday, it's the Dayton Dutch Lions, a team that the Rhinos lost to on the 4th of July, 3-1 over in Dayton. And there's a very tough place to play. Their field is not really very conducive to good soccer. But this is really a must-win for the Rhinos. If they can get 3 points and help, and then we'll get them closer to that seventh or eighth playoff spot. So what do you guys think about Friday's match?
Well, you know, like you said, Dayton, they beat us on the 4th of July, you know, 3-1. You know, we were pretty frustrated during that game as well, because we actually went up 1-0 and we hit the crossbar as well, and we had a lot of chances, and we just weren't mentally tough enough in the second half and giving up those 2 goals for them to beat us. But, you know, we're approaching every game as a must-win at this point, because it is a must-win. That's the bottom line. Every game for us right now is a playoff game. So, you know, we're going to push. If we're tied at the end of the game, you know, we're going to push for a goal as hard as we can. You know, guys are focused right now, and, you know, guys are really hungry. We're extremely hungry to finish the season on a high note and hopefully get into the playoffs. And, you know, we want to get, you know, we have 2 home games left, and we want to get 2 wins for the fans as well. You know, because they supported us, you know, the whole season. It hasn't been easy at times. It really hasn't. So we want to end the season on a high note at home and get a couple wins. Hopefully we can do that.
Well, Lance, we'll certainly be there. I'll be calling the game again with Joe's nephew, Sam Monjovi, for USL Live and UNation.com. So looking forward to another big win for the Rhinos, as they just did on yesterday afternoon. We wish you guys the best of luck, and we'll see you Friday night against the Dayton Dutch Lions.
Absolutely. Thank you guys again for having me. You guys have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Lance.
Bye-bye.
Lance Roseboom here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Again, the Rhinos in action Friday against Dayton. You got to be there. It's a must-win for the Rhinos. Coming up next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, Joe will be leaving us, unfortunately.
I'll be listening to on the radio.
So I'll see you next week, Joe.
Right, very good. Thank you.
So joining us next will be Ingrid Wells from the Western New York Flash, the Flash in action this Wednesday at Salem Stadium against the Washington Spirit. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni.
Local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1
and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Western New York Flash continue their final push for the NWSL title this Wednesday evening, July 31st at 7:05 p.m. against the Washington Spirit, featuring 3 U.S. internationals, Ellie Krieger and former Flash players Ashlyn Harris and Lori Lindsay. It's Carnival Night, featuring games, prizes, and fun for all. Gates will open at 5:30 for this special event. Now is the time to purchase your Flash tickets. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
The Rochester Rhinos continue their fight to make the USL Pro League playoffs this Friday evening at Salem Stadium in a critical match against the Dayton Dutch Lions with kickoff at 7:35 p.m. Tickets and parking passes are on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti finishing out the show. Joe Suriani off for some very important work. Before we get to our next guest, I want to say a thank you and farewell to one of the biggest Rhino supporters that has ever been with the team. He is the founder and organizer, runs rhinopit.com. His name is Mark Palo. Mark is going to be moving from Rochester the next couple of weeks, so he's going to be leaving the town. He's a supporter of the Rhinos since 1997, season ticket holder, so we wish Mark and his family all the best in their move, and he'll be now supporting the Carolina Railhawks from the North American Soccer League. So best of luck and best wishes to Mark Palo. And now joining us on the show for her first appearance is one of the newest members of the Western New York Flash, Ingrid Wells, former U.S. Youth International, and Ingrid's appearance brought to you by The Flash. The Flash in action this Wednesday, 7:05 kickoff against the Washington Spirit. It's carnival night, fun for the entire family. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. Good evening, Ingrid. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. It's Andrew Battisti here. And Ingrid, obviously the Flash have been off for about 10 days now, and you guys had the weekend to enjoy. What was it like to have some time off during the late run of the season?
It was really good. I think it was helpful to just let everyone, get some refreshment time over the weekend and then prepare for these last set of games, which are really important. And this week's a really big week for us, so.
It certainly is. You've got your former club, the Washington Spirit, in here on Friday, and then you guys travel out to Beantown to take on the Boston Breakers with Sidney LaRue and Heather O'Reilly, and the team that the Flash have not beaten this season. They were a tie and a loss against Boston, and we're going to play them here in the final game of the season. So two games in 4 days will be a test for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. So I think it was good that we had, a break over the weekend, but we had some good trainings last week leading up to it. So
it's going to be a tough one. Now, you came over from Washington in the middle of the season, and you were drafted obviously by the Spirit. You played at Georgetown, right in the middle of D.C. And was it a surprise for you that Washington let you go? What was the story behind that, if you don't mind telling us?
There's kind of a lot of details that went into it, and I think it will become clearer later on. But, it opened up a new opportunity for me, and I think it's been beneficial for me as a player playing here so far, so it'll be tough playing against them on Wednesday, but I think we'll be ready.
Now, you were on the bench when the teams played last, and it was a 4-0 win for the Flash, and it was Carly Lloyd with a hat trick. What is the difference, I think, between the two clubs from a playing standpoint? What has been going on with Washington? They're the obviously bottom of the table, and the Flash are in a hunt for a playoff spot.
Yeah, I mean, that was my first game that I got to play in when I came to the Flash, so that was kind of interesting. But I got to play like probably around the last 30 minutes of it. I just think, it's hard for me to compare the teams. I just think things are set up differently and run a little bit differently. But I think the Flash players have done a good job of, keeping the team morale high and like always working together for the common goal of the team. And I think that was like in that game particularly, it was pretty evident. And to continue to score and create chances even when you're up like 2 or 3-0, that game I think we dominated the whole time, all 90 minutes. So
And that's a good thing, especially when you're playing at home. And obviously this is a game you guys need to win as well, because the teams ahead of have the Flash, Kansas City and Portland, Sky Blue, are doing very well right now. And if the Flash are going to move up into that top two spots so we can get a home playoff match, we certainly need to pick up a win on Wednesday and on Saturday against Boston, who was struggling a little bit lately. But I want to ask you, you played over in Sweden for Göteborg, one of the great teams, women's teams in the Swedish league. What was it like playing there, and how is it different from the NWSL?
So that was my first year playing professionally. I finished up school in December and then went there in January, and I was there for a little over 10 months. And it was a really good experience for me, I think, on and off the field. The playing style was different, and I had to adjust. But I think doing things like that, pushing yourself, I was pushed myself on the field and off the field, and I think I grew from both cases. And it was a good opportunity in terms of, you know, playing in the Swedish league. And Kopparberg was also in Champions League while I was there, so that was also an exciting experience.
Who were some of your teammates when you played over there? Anybody we would recognize, international players?
Yeah, well, I decided to go over before things happened with the WPS, but then in February, Kristen Press came, and she was on my team, and Anita Asante, who's from England, but I know she played in the U.S. before on Sky Blue, DC. And then for the last part of the season, the last 3 months, Yael Averbush and Cammy Levin came. So I went from being, like, the only non-Swede to then there were five of us, so that was nice.
I'm sure it must have been a great experience, and we're certainly happy that you're here in America playing for the Flash, and obviously this Wednesday is a important match, and we invite all the fans to come out for Carnival Night. It should be a great family fun atmosphere, and looking for a big win. So Ingrid, wish you guys the best of luck on Wednesday and on Saturday in Boston. I'll be calling the game on Wednesday, so I'll be looking forward to getting a lot of goal calls in that match. So best of luck, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ingrid. Ingrid Wells here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis for the U.S. Soccer Report. We'll talk about the U.S. winning the Gold Cup, the MLS All-Star Game this Wednesday, and news from New York on the Red Bulls, and much, much more here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, Chiropractic at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Western New York Flash continue their final push for the NWSL title this Wednesday evening, July 31st at 7 to 5 p.m. against the Washington Spirit, featuring three U.S. internationals, Ellie Krieger and former Flash players Ashlyn Harris and Lori Lindsay. It's Carnival Night, featuring games, prizes, and fun for all. Gates will open at 5:30 for this special event. Now is the time to purchase your Flash tickets. Visit the Salins Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue their fight to make the USL Pro League playoffs this Friday evening at Salins Stadium in a critical match against the Dayton Dutch Lions with kickoff at 7:35 p.m. Tickets and parking passes are on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by Salins. Premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay, thank you. First of all, I should let you know I am literally in the middle of New York City outside the Legend Sports Bar where it was too noisy to do this interview during the Cosmos Media Day, and I have a small little building in front of me called the Empire State Building. So I apologize if there's any background noise coming onto the listeners' radios, but this is as silent as I can get in New York City, and I know that's an oxymoron, silent New York City.
That's for sure. You sound perfect. It sounds absolutely wonderful. And since you're at the Cosmos Media Day, let's start with that. What's been going on with the Cosmos as they get ready in just a matter of days now to kick off in the NASL?
I think this week is going to belong to them. A lot of buzz for obvious reasons. They're coming back for the first time in almost 30 years. A lot of excitement. I expect a full house, or at least close to a full house, at the Hofstra University. Regardless of what they do, although I think a win will definitely put them in the right direction, but it'll be interesting to see who comes back for their second home game, their third overall match of the season on August 17th. If they can get, if they get 12,000 people this week, if they get 6,000 people for that game, I consider that a success. But so much depends on how entertaining they are, how entertaining the game is. Do they win? Because if they don't get that W result and they get a loss, that could be a quick turnoff. In this day and age of that we need something yesterday or 5 minutes ago.
That's right, especially with the Red Bulls now right in the thick of things in the MLS table. And what a match they had on Wednesday or this weekend against Real Salt Lake. They're the top team in MLS right now. And, boy, if the Red Bulls keep playing like this at home, they're going to be selling out Red Bull Arena. And that could obviously have an effect on the Cosmos because you have to figure out where to spend your money.
The problem is, and I was not at the game for obvious reasons because I was in Dallas and then Chicago for the Gold Cup, but only 18,000 people showed up for the Red Bulls game. And, you know, you're talking about Real Salt Lake, like you said, the best team or arguably the best team in the league, depending who you talk to. But, you know, granted they were missing some of their key players because of Gold Cup duties. But still, Jason Kreis has put together a system on this team, and the system makes up for the loss of key players. And we all saw what happened in the game. Both teams had leads. Both teams lost the leads, and the home team managed to pull out something in stoppage time. A great game. Unfortunately, 18,000 people on a really nice summer night in New York City. I don't know what the Red Bulls can do to attract fans. I know they have a lot of baggage from other years. The stadium, which is beautiful, it has more atmosphere with no people in the stadium than some other stadiums with a full house. I mean, that's how beautiful it is. Granted, it's not in the best of areas, but I think sometimes the access problems to the fans have to the stadium, not everyone will or can take a train to the game, and it's a nightmare getting out, onto the main drag, main highways after a game. So it's there are a lot of things that they have to work on. But it's really sad that they can only get 18,000 for a game like that.
Well, everybody's going to be off for the next few days as the MLS All-Star Game will take place this coming Wednesday. It's the MLS All-Stars against Roma from, of course, the Serie A with Michael Bradley, the U.S. international, and the great Francesco Totti playing in that match. And what do you think about that, Michael? And obviously, it's not just the game. It's also what's going on with Don Garber and the meetings they're going to be having, the midseason meetings, and certainly the USL Pro and the league itself, it's going to be very interested because they're going to be there too. And there's obviously the arrangement between MLS and USL.
It's been an on and off relationship between USL Pro or USL and MLS through the years. They've had some agreements before, and I'm not going to go into the history of them because I've probably forgotten a few. I thought at one time, they were a lot closer. I thought they should have solidified them before having, teams affiliated with MLS teams and MLS teams affiliated with USL Pro teams. It seems like every two or three years, they get an agreement. It lasts for two or three years. Then for two or three years, they don't have anything at all. I'd like to see something more permanent, i.e. like Major League Baseball, where you have, for example, the Rochester Red Wings hooked up with the Minnesota Twins, or from my era, the Baltimore Orioles, for a long period of time, not just for two or three years. And I understand there are a lot of USL Pro teams that are transient, that are not around as long as the Rhinos have been since 1996. But I kind of like stability and permanency. So I just hope they could get something more than a two- or three-year agreement.
I hope so, too. And we're going to see what happens with these meetings. And Don Garber had a Twitter session today, and a lot of questions came up about a lot of different topics. But I think the biggest one everybody's talking about, Mike, is the expansion. Is there going to be teams going into Florida, maybe Orlando City moving up to MLS? Is David Beckham going to buy a team in Miami? And what's going to happen there? So what are you hearing?
I have to admit I have not been hearing too much just because I've been on Gold Cup duty myself, and it's been all encompassing because I've been working for a couple of media concerns, including Newsday here out on Long Island. I can't say here, out there on Long Island. But if in a perfect world, this is what I would want to see from MLS. Chivas USA owners sell it to David Beckham or whomever and let him move the franchise to Florida, whether it's in South Florida or Orlando. I probably have said this before on your show. I think Chivas USA is a train wreck of a franchise. It's an embarrassment to the league in so many different ways. I'm not going to get into it, but they haven't gotten it right yet. They've been around since what, 2005.
And this year is just in one headache after another. And I just think they didn't do it right. And I even though MLS loves to have the Plastico, StubHub Arena now, or StubHub Stadium, whatever they're calling the old Home Depot Center. I have to watch what I say. They change names of stadiums so much. But quite frankly, I think it's time to move on, and I think the owner should sell. That's just my little opinion. That's all.
Don Garber will address the Chivas situation at halftime of the All-Star Games. So be sure to listen in to the broadcast. It's going to be some news, I think, out of there. But the big news that happened also, of course, besides the U.S. winning the Gold Cup, was what happened in the match that was confirmed today, that Stuart Holden has a torn MCL in his knee. He's going to be out for a long period of time. And but it sort of tempers the joy of the victory with Breck Shea scoring the only goal as U.S. wins back the Gold Cup over Panama. But certainly that injury to Stuart Holden is a little downer on the victory.
I couldn't say it any better, Andrew. Afterwards, Landon Donovan said it's a bummer. And here's someone who's a really good player, finally gets back after 2 years worth of knee injuries. He's looking better and better, getting fitter and fitter, and this happens. And the confounding thing is, it's not even a contact play. He's trying to avoid a Panama player, and the Panama player is trying to avoid, colliding with him. But as we all know how fragile the human body is, which, if you turn the wrong way sometimes, something bad will happen, especially an athlete's body. So it's a real tough blow. It's funny. I know I had the opportunity to get to know Stuart Holden's mother. We wound up having breakfast together in the South Africa hotel where the U.S. stayed just because of lack of room, and we wound up sitting together for breakfast one day to talk, and we wound up sitting, having a few more breakfasts together. And Stuart is not only a good player, but he's a good person, and I really feel bad for him because when you're an athlete, it's not just a soccer player, but maybe particularly more for a soccer player, you know that you only have a certain amount of time for your fine time of your career, and, it's going to take a while before he gets back to fitness again. But knowing Stuart Holden, he's not going to quit. He's going to go out and get fit and get ready. Maybe not for the 2014 World Cup, but he's got an entire career in front of him. He's still young enough to still play and play well.
I hope he recovers very soon. He was a guest on our show back when he was playing for the Houston Dynamo, so we all wish him the best. And real quick, Mike, before you leave, who do you think from the Gold Cup roster, besides the obvious Mr. Donovan, is going to be called up by Jurgen Klinsmann for the World Cup qualifiers?
A lot's going to depend on how players are in form at the time. That's the most important thing. But if you're going to make a pecking order, and I don't have the roster in front of me, but, I think Kyle Beckerman played well, particularly in the last game. And, you never have enough central midfielders, and you never know who gets injured or who isn't playing well. But I think he helped himself. Nick Raimondo, I think, he's finally, the third goalkeeper, and look who's in front of him, Tim Howard and Brad Muzan, and it's really tough for a third goalkeeper to get some games, and he got a chance to play 5 out of 6 times during the Gold Cup to show what he can do. And granted, he wasn't tested very many times, but he came up big when he had to. That's a definite plus. Someone like, Michael Parker, who I think he's part of that World Cup roster pool already, but he didn't hurt himself. Clarence Goodson, he played well too. So those are players that I think, I'll put in the nomination category. Again, like I said, it comes down to how fit these players are and if they are playing in form. And that will the interpretation of Jurgen Klinsmann more than anyone else. Not you, not me, not any other writer or fan.
We'll have to cut it there, Michael. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, great. I really enjoyed it, and I'm glad there wasn't too much background noise coming through.
Okay, bye-bye. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in the UK, Michael Lewis in New York, and Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. Live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Thanks to all our guests. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.